the revelations about Vince Clegg and other people in the Liberal Democrats about that have been revealed in the Daily Telegraph this week have shown that David Cameron and Nick Clegg are having a difficult time keeping the show together. And anybody who watched this week, 4 days, the nativity on BBC One, I'm sure some people have seen it, would have seen, as it were, from the inside, vivid pictures of the hard road that Joseph and Mary travelled on their way to Bethlehem. Steep hills, donkey transport, a pregnant teenage mother, a sulking husband, and he's being shown the door by his relatives because of doubts about the paternity of the child she was carrying. Then the bleak barn, where she endured a long and very painful delivery. And delivery because no one has bothered to help when Joseph shouted himself hoarse, calling for someone to have pity on her. Delivery by a prostitute. What God was up to is surely a valid question. Such a load of misery and misunderstanding around the birth of his own son. Tony Jordan, who wrote the script for the Nativity, better known for scripts for the EastEnders, said in an interview with YouTube that he wanted to make the story accessible to his mate in the pub and to make it real for us so that we could relate to it when our own lives were in difficulty. Well, he certainly made the story real for us. And the message was very clear, that no matter what the world does to us, puts in our way, God is with us. And that God will be faithful to his promise to be with us, even though his way of being with us may not be what we had planned or expected. Some years back, I officiated at the wedding of a woman who spends most of her life in a wheelchair. Sally had lost the use of her legs to a degenerative disease, and it had robbed her of her mobility, but it hadn't robbed her of her courage, of her sense of humour, of her faith, or of her love for life. And I continue to find the reality of God mainly in the ability of ordinary people to do extraordinary things. People who, though struck by misfortune or illness, realize that they are not alone, that God is there in the midst of their troubles. And human beings, I reckon, are at their very best when they draw on their faith to surmount terrible situations and carry on doing what they have to do, not maybe bravely, but with courage, and above all, with hope. And hope is what the coming of God as man gives us. Hope helps us to live in the present with the deep trust that God will never leave us alone, but that he will fulfill our deepest desires. When we trust deeply that today is the day of the Lord and that tomorrow is hidden safely in God's love, our faces can relax and we can smile back at the one who smiles on us. He loves us with an unfailing love and will always remain faithful to us. You hope in God and try to relax in his presence even when your many wishes are not realized and you are not happy with the circumstances of your life. You continue to hope in God. And very often, I'm sure you'll agree, it is in those moments of loss or pain or rejection, it is those moments that throw us into the arms of the one who is the only source of true happiness and true hope.